It's Diane D'Oliveira with 107.1 The Boss, and we have teamed up with RWJ Barnabas Health for Take Care, Stay Well. The Take Care, Stay Well program is a reminder to continue to see your doctor for your normal checkups, scheduled screenings, and yearly exams. I'm here with Dr. Julie Master Dio. Dr. Master is a cardiologist on staff at Monmouth Medical Center and RWJ Barnabas Health Facility, and a member of the RWJ Barnabas Health Medical Group and Monmouth Heart and Vascular Specialists in Eatontown. February is American Heart Month. What should our listeners know about special concerns for pregnant women and new moms related to heart health?
Heart health is very important. However, heart health is especially important for pregnant mothers because your heart is beating for two. Coronary heart disease has emerged as a major threat to women's long-term cardiovascular health. In our country, heart disease is now the leading cause of death in pregnant women and women in postpartum period.
Why are there special cardiac concerns related to pregnancy and childbirth?
So you can think of pregnancy as a stress test on a woman's body. Once you become pregnant, a lot of changes start occurring. So your heart needs to work twice as hard to nourish the growing baby. And there's drastic increase in the blood flow, and that puts the strain on a woman's heart. There is change in hormones that affects her blood pressure. So initially, the blood pressure can actually fall and you can become lightheaded. But this late-end pregnancy can actually spike to a dangerous level. There are change in hormones that affects your ability to form clots. The cells become sticky, and that's to protect the woman from bleeding when she delivers, but that can lead to clot formation and strokes, heart attacks, or clots in their legs. There are also transient spikes in sugar levels, and women can develop diabetes during pregnancy.
Who is at risk for developing heart disease during pregnancy?
Most moms won't have any trouble at all. But some women, especially older women, and as you know, most of us are so busy with life, so we postpone having children to later in life. A lot of women, when they start thinking about having children, they're older. And if you're older, especially if you're 40 years old, you're at higher risk of having complications during pregnancy. Maybe by that age, you already developed some high blood pressure issues or diabetes, or maybe a woman is overweight. So that all of those risk factors become important. Let's say also if a woman had complications during previous pregnancy, such as preeclampsia or elevated blood pressure, if she developed peripartum cardiomyopathy, which is a condition where heart can get weak during or after pregnancy, if she had gestational diabetes, all of those conditions may make her at higher risk of having complications. And regretfully, African-American women are almost four times greater risk of developing cardiac complications during or after pregnancy.
What symptoms of cardiac-related illness during pregnancy should women look out for?
So it's very important to look for certain symptoms that are in the severe range, such as severe sudden swelling in your feet, feeling like you're going to faint or fainting, severe fatigue, chest pain, extremely fast heartbeat, severe shortness of breath or inability to lie flat during the night. So mild version of those symptoms are probably a normal part of pregnancy, but severe symptoms may be a sign of cardiac condition. So it's very important to go immediately to emergency room if you have those symptoms, or call your doctor if they experience any of those symptoms. Before you get pregnant, you might want to see your doctor and discuss your upcoming pregnancy, kind of have a pre-pregnancy where you can discuss if you have any conditions, you can make sure that it's okay for you to become pregnant, or make sure that the medications you're taking, that they're okay, or maybe they need to be changed, and make sure everything is optimized before you become pregnant.
If a woman had a complication during pregnancy, does she have to worry about her heart in the future?
So it's very interesting that in the last few years, we've been kind of seeing that having a complication during pregnancy kind of gives you a window into the future. So if you had a complication, let's say preeclampsia during pregnancy, you are four times more likely to develop high blood pressure later in life. Or if you had that gestational pregnancy-induced diabetes, you are seven times more likely to develop diabetes later in life. So I think for us to fight heart disease in women, it's very important not to treat pregnancy as an isolated event. So if a woman had a complication during pregnancy, it's very important for her to discuss this with her doctor and then keep an eye on certain issues. Keep an eye on her, even if her blood pressure normalizes after pregnancy, keeping you know, having it physical every year so we can check your sugar, your cholesterol levels, your blood pressure, and get an early kind of start on treating all the risk factors so we can prevent the heart disease.
During pregnancy, what should women do to promote a healthy heart?
I think that it's very important when you're pregnant to develop a healthy eating plan, exercise regularly, manage stress, try to get enough sleep. And once you deliver, even if your pregnancy was healthy, you should continue those things and try to get to your goal weight, of course. Try to not to smoke or use alcohol and have a physical every year so we can monitor all those risk factors that can put you at higher risk of heart disease.
If someone is listening to this right now and wants to learn more about heart health during pregnancy, is there a website they can visit?
Yeah, absolutely. You can visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Master. For more tips on ways to practice caution and wellness, visit takecarestaywell.com. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.